welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. My name is Molly McCord, and I'm delighted you are here today. ConsciousCoolChic.com is a convergent zone of wisdom for anyone interested in expanding their consciousness. I am a consciousness catalyst playing the roles of astrologer, author, intuitive, messenger, and teacher. With insights from spiritual guidance, I share with you consciousness-raising information that benefits and inspires our journeys as human beings. Essentially, that means I take spiritual information and make it practical, understandable, and fun to incorporate in the real world. The first half of the show covers topics related to consciousness and spirituality, and the second half of the show is focused on astrology. We will look at the main astrological energies happening right now, and I invite you to grab your astrological chart to see which areas of your life are being highlighted at this time. And as always, free ebooks, workshops, and inspiring information can be found on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thanks for being here. Let's get started with today's show. Welcome, friends. I hope you are enjoying a beautiful December. It is December 10th, 2014. I am Molly McCord, and thank you for joining me on this week's broadcast of Conscious Cool Chic Radio. It has been an amazing year, a fast month, and time just keeps speeding up, it feels like. And so I find that it's really important for us to intentionally calm ourselves, to intentionally connect with our breath, to intentionally focus on the presence of right now, because we can go into all these other places and look at our to-do list and try and get things done before the end of the year, and yet we have to return to the moment, to the present, and to the fact that this is really an amazing journey that we're on. If you are new to the program, welcome and thank you for joining me. I am a best-selling author, consciousness teacher, intuitive, and astrologer. All of my information is right there on my little place on the interwebs called ConsciousCoolChic.com. That is my website. It's been going strong since 2010. You can find out more about me and my offerings. And I've been doing this program since 2012. I love it. It's a joy to bring you wonderful guests, authors, healers, and experts. We also talk about astrology on this program and different consciousness topics and spiritual topics. So it's kind of a smorgasbord of offerings. Today's show, we're going to talk about choices, specifically light choices, dark choices, and conscious choices. And I think this is a really important topic right now because as we expand our consciousness, as we grow in awareness about our energy, our possibilities, and ourselves, we start to see from a higher perspective the choices that were available to us that we didn't see before. And so I'm going to dive into this topic a little bit more, and I hope it brings you some insights. I hope it brings you some new awareness about what you can approach differently in your life. What can you change? What do you want to change? What do you want to do differently because it hasn't been working for you or it doesn't feel right anymore? It hasn't brought you the results you're looking for, or you're just ready to truly expand into more love for yourself, more compassion, and more of your truth. So I'm going to talk more about this area in today's program. You can listen to any of these episodes on iTunes. Here on Blog Talk Radio, you can download an episode, and you can also find this program on Stitcher, which is available on Android. So you can listen on your phone, you can download any of these programs. There are over 200 episodes to date and counting. And I'd also like to let you know that at the end of every year, I do a Best of 2014 special. And that's where I will replay 10 of the best episodes from this year, including some of our awesome guests, some popular topics, and just to give you a chance to perhaps miss an episode or to hear an episode that you missed. So that will start December 21st, and just check out either your iTunes subscription or your Blog Talk Radio subscription, and you should see those new programs appear in your newsfeed or as a download. So the other thing to let you know about is that we've had a wonderful start this year to spiritualityuniversity.com. This is a new resource for your self-mastery and personal growth. Spiritualityuniversity.com is something that has been in the works for a while, and it has a lot of new chapters and courses coming in 2015 and beyond. I'm excited to bring you this information as well as these other incredible teachers, because many people have great information to share these days, and this is a place where you can find it. It's one of many places, in fact, because there are other resources out there with great classes going on too, and my viewpoint is that it's all good for all of us. It's an open field right now to follow what supports you and to follow what you need and to not go into any of that ego mind stuff of, well, I only am going to take classes from this place. I only resonate with these types of people. All that's changing. All of it's opening up, and that is something that's we're going to see more of in 2015. The people who have done their work and who are really at this solid place of openness, of love, of light, of acceptance, they are going to be the ones who understand how everything has the potential to assist millions of people. Just an exciting time right now. It's also part of the rise in divine feminine energy, which is stepping away from the over-focus on the lower masculine energy. It's interesting how these play off of each other, because the lower masculine energy is ego, competitiveness, aggression, power struggles, and that will still be in our world. That will still exist, but the paradigms are shifting, and now we're opening up to the divine feminine energies of sharing, cooperation, invitations, bringing people in, creating communities, and that's going to keep unfolding in 2015, and that is one of the driving intentions behind spiritualityuniversity.com. So it's really exciting to bring this project to some new levels as it progresses. Also, to let you know, we are going to be having some awesome guests here on the program in January, so be sure and keep an eye on the upcoming agenda and some new people with really great information to share with you that hopefully is timely for whatever is on your mind at this time. Now, one of the things that has been quite strong for many people is that 2014 was a tough year. It was just hard in some ways, whether that was something you were letting go of or struggling with, something you were trying to move through or make a decision about, something that was out of your control, that was at times really difficult to come to terms with, or that made you feel powerless, or that made you feel that you didn't know what to do next. We are living in such dynamic times that it's pushing us in these really deep, intense ways. And I know that many of you had some big changes in 2014, big emotions, big evolutions. And it perhaps triggered you or brought up shadow energies within yourself. It brought up your fears, stress, you know, the worst possible situation. It brought up a lot. And it was very true in the astrology of this year, but it was also true in the collective. When we look out around us and see what is coming up for people, where they are looking for justice, where they are looking for evolution, where they are looking for change, where we're calling out what's no longer working. And it can bring up the ugly stuff, bring up the truth, bring up what's been happening behind closed doors, what's not acceptable. All of that is meant to come up and out, just as all of that is meant to come up and out of you. Because until you see it, acknowledge it, and know what's happening in the background, it will continue to work in the background. It will continue to operate within you until you can see it. And so that's been one of the main issues, if you will, of 2014, is revealing more of yourself to you, revealing more of who you are. And maybe that doesn't look pretty. Maybe that is stuff you thought, oh gosh, is that me? Really? Did I say that? Did I do that? Maybe you look back and think, oh, I could have done that better, or I could have said something else, or I could have handled it better. And I think that at this time, the best thing to do is to give yourself compassion and forgiveness, knowing that when you are consciously aware of yourself, and this is one of the gifts of hindsight, when you are consciously aware of yourself and you look back and you see how you would have done it differently, right there, you raise your consciousness. Because you're suddenly aware that that isn't how you want to proceed going forward. That isn't how you want to move forward. You don't want to make those same choices. You don't want to make those same actions real. So as we talk about these conscious choices and we become more aware of ourselves, of our energy, our actions, behaviors, words, everything, then we also are gifted with the ability to move forward with higher intentions and better choices. And that's really the best you can do in the moment. And you learn from what you did. You learn from what you said. You learn from the action you took or the choice you make. And you do what you can to bring yourself to peace. And then you make new choices going forward. And this is so important right now. I would say it's important for almost everybody on the planet. That doesn't mean everybody on the planet is participating, hardly. While consciousness is raising and while more people are becoming more curious and they want to know a little bit more, and things are shifting. I mean, we're doing so much. And even just listening to this type of a program, you know, one program among millions out there, it matters. And it's making a dent. So as we look at 2015, it's more important than ever to be aware of your conscious choices. And one of the things, just straight away, that you can incorporate into your intentions starting right now is to be more aware of some areas that you want to improve or change. And when you're aware of those areas, the best thing you can do is just stop before making a decision, before saying any words, before taking an action, and come back to this point in yourself where you are consciously choosing what you want to put energy towards. And see, this is easier said than done because we all have triggers, right? We all have maybe an impulsive thought or our instant response or our way of seeing things that is so fixated that we've never challenged it or looked at it from a different perspective. But that's what is being required of us right now, is to see, okay, what in me needs to consciously shift so that I can have a higher result, perspective, or understanding. And this is what you have power over. You always have power over this, and we know this, but I mean, we forget it because life gets busy and, you know, we go off into our worlds and we go off into our daily routines. And so part of going forward now is the integration of, okay, I'm going to stop and consciously make a choice before proceeding. This will take practice, continual practice, because it's active reprogramming of you. And that's a big deal. Active reprogramming of you. And you're reprogramming yourself to a higher level of mindfulness, of consciousness, and ultimately to participating in higher energy dynamics. So we talk a lot about light, light choices. Okay, so that includes love, forgiveness, compassion, acceptance, and all these really important concepts that we know. But everything exists in balance. And we are shifting to a higher balance of energies that incorporates less of the ego mind's lower energies and more of the higher ego mind energies. I did a full program on this back in October or November, which was all about the high balance of energies, which is all about a focus on what are the highest expressions of female energy and the highest expressions of masculine energy. And just as I stated at the beginning of this program, female energy is cooperation, sharing, invitation. It is inviting people in to work together. It is creativity. It is trust, openness. Higher expression of masculine energy is a strength in oneself, a leadership quality within oneself, knowing what is worth your energy and time, knowing what your focus is that's worth your energy and time. And it's also not about edging the other guy out, not about competition, rather about what is your personal motivation, what do you want to contribute, what do you want to get done as a form of service for people. Essentially, it's using your power for the good of all, and that is the highest expression of masculine energy. And keep in mind, these aren't simply about gender lines. Every person has these attributes to work with. It's just that they're a little bit, you know, they're specific for you. It's what looks good on you. So when we talk about these higher expressions of energies, that's what we're working towards incorporating, which means we have to also be aware of what's underneath, what's under the surface, because there are times and there are days when maybe your ego is stronger. Maybe you are competitive. Maybe you are a little bitchy. Maybe you are these lower expressions. And as you raise in consciousness, you catch yourself. You acknowledge it. You own it. And you understand it's just a passing experience or expression. And so when it crops up, and you maybe do feel competitive with someone else, whether that is a family member or a business colleague or, you know, the list could go on. You just say, gosh, this is triggering me and I'm just feeling competitive about this right now. that's it. You just acknowledge it in yourself. Or you could say, if it's more of an emotional reaction, anger, fear, jealousy, envy, and you're thinking, who does she think she is? Who does she think she can just do this? Or why does she think she's special? If you find yourself saying those words or having those thoughts, you stop and say, I'm really feeling triggered right now because I think a part of me is afraid, or whatever the answer is for you. So see, it's in the ownership of what you're expressing and just knowing that it's not really who you are. It's just a passing and fleeting energy. And instead of letting that passing and fleeting energy become permanent in you, you're noticing it and you're consciously saying, I'm going to work with this differently. Again, it's an ongoing practice, ongoing. It's something that is continual on our journeys and throughout our lives, because chances are your ego will always have a lower expression of some sort, and you will always have that lower fear-based energy as well. And I actually disagree with a lot of teachings out there that are all about focusing only on love and light, and that everything is going to be heaven-like and blissful because you're doing the work and that's only what your experiences are going to be. I disagree. I 100% disagree. That's not real. The truth is, you will have the full range of experiences. What you're doing is you want to tip the scale so that it's more 70% in the higher energies and maybe 30% in the lower energies. If you don't know how to work with the lower energies, I don't even know what to say to you because that is what I'm seeing time and time again, is so many people denying their fears, denying their ego energy, and then it just runs rampant. That doesn't work. It absolutely doesn't work. So are you ready to step up and claim all of your energies consciously and to work with them? Because that's an incredible shift. In fact, it's a shift into your power like never before, because then those energies aren't operating underneath or in the background. So when we look at our ability to make choices, every choice has an energy signature. Every choice. And you are most likely desiring to make choices that have a higher energy signature, meaning they have a higher connection to trust, forgiveness, self-love, self-compassion, authenticity, your truth, on and on. And when you're aware of what you're choosing, automatically you raise that energy signature because it's incorporating your awareness and your intention into your choices. So let's talk more about conscious choices, because this is so important right now, and it's something that's going to continue forward. It's going to be something that will be necessary on a daily basis. And I think that people, including yourself, possibly are more ready for ways to work with energies consciously, intentionally, and powerfully. I have a personal story about this to share with you. Back in 2001 is when I started learning about the power of intention. And I didn't know it at the time, so that's what I was learning, but it was one of my most significant spiritual teachers who was teaching me about this, about what, Molly, what is your intention here? What is your motivation? It was one of the first times when I actually stopped and thought about it, because I really wasn't tuning into my intention. I was tuning into my result, right? I was tuning into, I want this, I want this. But she was bringing me back to my intention. And so I had to give it some thought, because off the top of my head, my intention was a specific result. But that isn't typically the best way to form an intention. That's because things can be upgraded. They can shift around. The hows will change. The way that you may arrive at an outcome can unfold in a million gazillion ways. So you start with your intention. And so this was in 2001, and I was just, you know, it was a foreign concept. What do you mean? Oh, okay, I'll have to think about it. And I literally think it took me a while to focus on what my intention was or to get clear on it. But it started this reprogramming what I was wanting to create and what I was looking to experience. And so that started my understanding of energy and how we are powerful beings who choose our energies, who choose so many aspects of ourselves that we're not even aware of. And when you have an understanding of how energy works, it can literally change every choice you make. Now, the other important thing I started learning around that same time was that the energy you send out will come back to you threefold. And so I remember having some conversations about that with this wonderful, wonderful, amazing spiritual teacher about, I was mad at someone, or I can't remember the situation now, but there was something going on, and I was telling her about it, and she's like, well, what you need to do is really clear that out, because you really don't want to send somebody that energy or that vibe, because it will come back to you three times as strong. And at first, I had a really hard time understanding this, because I thought, well, how does that work? Or how can that happen? I don't get it. And then I thought, but then what am I supposed to do with my anger? Or do you just swallow it? What do you do so that you don't put it out there? And essentially, it's all about working on that stuff in your own space. Now, again, this was way back in, that was probably 2002 or 2003. And as I started working with that more, I started to see how unconscious people throw around energy, right? It's like you're mad and you send an email, or you're upset about something and you call up someone, or you're feeling really sad and maybe you unload it on someone. Or my friend Irma K. Sawyer talks about offloading. Like, she gets people who offload on her. And she's like, hell to the no, we're not doing that, because you need to claim your energy. No offloading. Own it. And that's what we're talking about here. So whatever you're creating and putting out there comes back to you exponentially. So consider that when you're setting your intentions and when you are making choices in your life. If things are stuck for you, if there is a lot of unresolved fear, doubt, uncertainty, all that stuff, it's a wonderful time to just to work on that for yourself, or to find a safe place where you can work on it, that's where it's honored. Because sometimes these things for us are complex, they have many components, they take time. It takes time to work it through. Related to this, I was in a really lovely women's group back in 2008, and there was maybe 10 of us. And we met throughout a year at least. I actually want to say it was probably a year and a half. And the group changed a little bit in terms of participants, and every person came to the group with a different need, a different intention. And together we held sacred space for one another to work through whatever was within us that needed to be released. And this is a wonderful example of making a conscious choice and working with energy consciously. One woman came to the circle because she had a lot of anger towards her husband. She didn't know what to do with it. She didn't know where to go with it. But she's really angry with him, and it had been under the surface for years. And so this was a circle, a space for her to share, to be heard, to be validated, just to hear the words, "It's okay to have those feelings about your husband, and you're handling it beautifully." And so she had a space to work with this energy consciously, to let it out, to let it free. And it was probably over the course of maybe 3 or 4 months, can't remember exactly. And then she was done with the group, and she didn't need it anymore, and she moved on. And it's just a powerful way to understand that when you take responsibility for what is coming up in you and you consciously work with it, you are released from it. You are moving it out of you. That gathering of women was powerful and affected every person who was there in a very beneficial way, if she chose it. It's always about choice. But it was a great space to let yourself be real and authentic and to see your shadow energy, to see your undercurrents, and to continue to love these parts of yourself. So as we go forward in 2015, what do you need to make the most of your energies, to make the most of who you are, with complete ownership, complete awareness? Responsibility is key. And as you raise your consciousness, you become more responsible about your energy. You become more aware of all parts of you. You're just more tuned in to yourself, and you're more tuned in to the universe, God, spirit, as your ally and support system. So where do you need to make more conscious choices that are for your best and highest good? And this is something that you will continue to revisit throughout your life. And I think it's also so important to know how to accept and forgive yourself for those times when maybe you weren't the most brightest, shining example of yourself. A very real component of our journey. It's a very real component of our experiences. And having that ability to forgive yourself, to allow things to be complete and over, to just allow it to be done, and to see what you've learned, to see how you've grown, to see what you would change and do differently. So it's more important than ever to actively practice this. It's so important because it's really the only way forward if you're going to continue to create the life of your dreams, everything that's important to you, everything that matters to your experience and what you want in your life. I hope that this program gives you those insights to consider. That's one of the reasons why I love doing this free broadcast, because I think that it's really important to know how to move forward or how to make changes, and to understand that you'll do it in a way that works for you, meaning it will be in your own timeline or in your own way. And it's important to return to that self-acceptance. I'm feeling some shifts for people. I'm feeling some, maybe even some heaviness. If you're feeling shame, I'm just going with what I'm hearing. Just honor it. Just say to yourself exactly what you're feeling. And if it helps you, imagine all of your angels, God, spirit team, right there with you. Shame has actually been one of the kind of the undercurrents of this year, because it's connected with all of the deep Pluto energies that have been operating. And it brings up the shame, it brings up the guilt, it brings up the gunk that's there. So whatever you're feeling, just own it for yourself, because when you do that, it's going to change it. It's going to change it for you by just acknowledging it. And if you don't know what to do with it, because that's often what we want to do something, but if you don't know what to do with it, just sit with it right now. Just sit with it and see it. And see it as the energy of a child. As a child that maybe it's crying in the corner, or it's really hurt or really upset. Think of this as a part of you that is looking for simple acknowledgement and love, and that's it. I hesitate to say that you have to do anything right now, because sometimes it just starts with step one, acknowledging it. Step one, seeing it. That's it. There are many ways to proceed through these energies. So set the intention that you would like to see the best possible healing opportunity, the best possible opening, the best possible way forward. And it can be that simple. It really can. Because shame is part of the programming of our lives, meaning our past lives and our current life. It can be connected to so many aspects of ourselves. And I feel that it's such an undercurrent. The wonderfully awesome Brené Brown talks about shame. And I recommend her books to my clients who are moving through healing shame, because it can be very nurturing to hear all these insights. So check out Brené Brown if you're looking for healing insights on a deeper level with your emotional self. And know that the shame is not you. It's connected to an experience that can be reworked, reprogrammed. It's connected with something else that's just ready to be transformed. It's a potential for transformation. Okay, I'm hoping that helps clear up some energies, because it's really important to, again, to be very honest with ourselves about what is coming up and what the feelings are. Now, I mentioned how conscious choices are important and how working with energy is so important. And I am going to be releasing a new mastery course soon that's all about universal spiritual laws. And my friend, this mastery course has so much information. It's actually called a Mega Mastery Course because it's 12 modules and every module has 5 components. And it's designed to give you tools and resources to make some real changes in your life. And I'm just so excited to share this course with you because it's going to give you more insights about all of the types of energy. So you know the law of attraction, probably. You probably know the law of compensation. There's the law of abundance. There is the law of action. There's the law of karma. There is the law of divine oneness. There is the law of rhythm. This one I love, actually, the law of rhythm. And on and on. So that is going to be released through spiritualityuniversity.com, and it's designed to help you really own energies and really own more of your life, your experiences, and everything you want to create in your world. And I have so much good stuff to say about these universal laws because I've been using them for years and they just freaking work. I don't know how else to explain it. I've just been able to create everything I want in my life so far, not always on my timeline, right, because we don't have control over that. But it's been amazing to see all the manifestations that have come about because of the fact that I'm intentionally working with energies and making these conscious choices around them. And that's available to everyone. It's available to every single person, but you just have to step forward and say, yes, I want it. You have to say, yes, I want this information. I want to commit to it. I want to make change. And that is my driving intention with this Mega Mastery course, that you have these tools, changes. And it has The course has examples of every spiritual law, examples of the law in the real world. It has a channeled reading with each one, an intuitive message that I hope really grounds you and connects you to spirit. It has a connection to astrology. Every law, by the way, has a connection to astrology. And every law gives you exercises and things to do, actions to take to implement the laws into your life. So it's really awesome stuff. I'm just so excited about it. You can sign up over on spiritualityuniversity.com on the email list because that's where it will be released. But it just came to me that this is something to share with you because it can make a huge difference in what you are able to create in 2015 and beyond and beyond. So, finishing up with today's show, I want you to know that you have access to more of your power than ever before, more of your energy than ever before, and that's all through consciousness. That's all through the understanding of your power and your ability to make choices that really reflect who you are. Next week on the program, the topic is consciousness, health, and authenticity. And what I'm going to do is make some awesome connections for you between different energies and how different energies work together in our health, in our feelings, in transformation. There's just some awesome things I want to bring together to hopefully give you some aha moments about your health or about parts of yourself that perhaps you're just ready to understand better. So as always, I appreciate you listening today. Thank you for being here, and I hope to see you next week for our next program. Take good care, my friends.
This is my moment. I waited all my life. I could tell it's time. Drifting away, I'm one with the sunset. I have become alive. I wish that I could have this moment for life, for life, for life. Cause in this moment I just feel so alive, alive, alive. I wish that I could.